Blog Talk Radio.
Via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those of you who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment, give your opinion on today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air, right? And again, that number is 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams. That's me. My number is 678-549-0274. And again, you can reach me, and whether you're buying, whether you're selling, or you know someone who's buying or selling, hey, let's make some money together. There's a referral, a nice referral in it for you if the transaction closes. Okay? And again, that's Frank Williams. Frank Williams Realty. You can reach us at 678-549-0274, or you can even email me. You can email me frankwilliams@kw.com. again, my email is frankwilliams@kw.com. again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Let's see, before I get into, you know, before I ever get into the show, there was a, you know, thinking about what the show is about. It's just kind of mind-blowing. I wanted to give you guys a quick story about a classic example of never bite the hand that fed you, you know. And again, you might find yourself hungry again. So as you think about it, you know, I'd say, man, I had a guy that worked with me. He asked me to borrow $2. Yeah, right. $2, right? He asked me to borrow $2. So I asked him when he was going to give it back to me. And he said Tuesday. I think it was Friday. He said Tuesday. I wasn't going to see him over the weekend, so, hey, all right, Tuesday's cool. See the thing about loaning money is that when you figure out, hey, you know, I'm going to loan him this $100, right? I'm going to loan him this $100. Now, all right, are you going to use that $100? What are you going to use it for? I don't really care. But you saying you're going to pay me back on Tuesday. So I expect my $100 on Tuesday, right? I expect my $100 on Tuesday. I don't expect to have to call you. You're gonna bring me my cash. Here's another deal. If you don't have the cash, I expect for you to give me a call on Tuesday and say, Frank, I don't have the money. I'll pay you back. I'll have it by Friday. Then again, now the ball's in my court, whether for me to accept that or not. Hey, I don't have to accept it, but what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? So, okay, I say, all right, dude, pay me Friday. That's cool. Okay? And then come Friday, I don't expect to... I don't expect to have to call you Friday, and ask for my money. I shouldn't have to call you. That's awkward. You should just call me and say, "Hey Frank, I'm getting ready to stop by. I got that for you." Cool. But if you don't call me, if you avoid me and don't answer my calls or whatever, after you were supposed to have my money, that's a problem. But then I also turn around and say, that's not really a problem. I mean, $100 is $100. I mean, it probably won't break anyone, but, you know, $100 is $100. And you said you were going to pay me on this day, and you have. See, so this guy borrowed $2 from me. See, he was going to pay me back on Tuesday. Tuesday came, we at work and all. He never said a word. I didn't say anything to him about it. We worked together. I saw him the whole day. Because I should not have had to say, yo, man, what my $2? I shouldn't have never had to say, I should never have to say, where's my $2? I didn't say anything about it the whole day. Right? So at the end of the day, before we went home, this dude still hadn't said nothing about my money. So I go up to him, I say, hey, Mike, you supposed to pay me my $2 today. $2 now. He said, I don't have it. I'll bring it to you in a couple of days. Couple of days? $2, bro. Crackhead. $2. So I said, don't even worry about it. He said, what? I said, yeah, don't even worry about it. You keep the $2. Obviously, you need it a lot more than I. So keep that $2 deal to me. Keep your $2. And what happened was that I told him, you know, you didn't pay my $2 back. $2 not a big deal to me. But you know what? You'll never get another loan. I'm sure you're going to need one before long, but you won't get one from me. You couldn't even pay me $2 back, much less $200. And if I loaned you that much, I'm going to be pissed at myself. So why do it? Saying why do it? That's not cool, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, work is work. And again, you know, he just ignored me. He didn't pay me my money back, and I told him, I said, hey, that's it, all right? Don't worry about the $2. $2 now. Say, don't worry about the $2. But, hey, come to me for another loan. Don't ever ask me to borrow some money from me again. Because now you just screwed everything up, you know? And I'm sitting there smoking hot. I mean, it's only $2, but I'm still smoking hot. Because it's like he took my $2. He didn't pay me back. He took my $2. But like I said, he needed it more than I did. So take the $2. But again, you won't get anything else. And you know, that's it. So don't. You know, just like the title to the show is today, never bite the hand that fed you. You may find yourself hungry again because, you know, when you bite that hand that feeds you, then that hand probably won't feed you when you're hungry. When you're really hungry, you really need it. That hand gonna say, nah, you bit me the last time. Just like the guy at work. He bit my hand. He bit my hand. So what do you call that? You know, he took my $2. So he bit my hand. Okay? If you have a dog and you've been feeding that dog, and then you take that you take that dog and you try to feed him a little scraps of chicken or something, he bites your hand. My first reaction to me was to pop him upside the head. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. You got to teach him that. So that's the same thing in life. If you borrow money from a bank or anywhere, they're gonna say, okay, Frank, you can borrow this money, but you got to pay me back every month at a certain time. And if I don't do that, it's a problem. Same way with everyday life. Borrow cash from someone. And, you know, think about it this way. They already trust you, so they loan you the cash because they trust you. Right? So if you bite that hand, you're going to lose their trust, and that's going to be a problem within your friendship. So I think the best thing to do is to not even have the opportunity to bite the hand. So do your damnedest not to borrow, especially if you know it's pretty hard for you to pay it back. And man, I know how it is. I've been through a lot of life situations. Okay? I've been through a lot of different life situations. And you say, Frank, you haven't been through one like me. Well, maybe I haven't. And maybe you haven't been through one like me. But we've been through it, right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Listen live. Again, that number is 516-531-9483. Somebody told me to slow down with the number. Okay, I'm sorry. 516-531-9483. Okay, so and I see some more people joining the show, and we're talking about biting a hand that fed you. Never bite the hand that fed you. You may find yourself hungry again. And I told that quick story about the guy borrowing $2 from me at work. Told me he'd pay it back Tuesday. Tuesday came. He never said anything about the money. I asked him about it right there at the end of work. He, you know, he said he didn't have it. He'll have it a certain date. I said, nah, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I said, you keep that $2. You needed it more than I did. And that ended our friendship right then. And he worked under me on my team. That ended our friendship right then. Over $2. Over $2. Now, you know, I wouldn't have told him to forget about it if it was $200. I want my money. But the principle of it is, it was only $2. But it don't matter if it's $2 or $200. If you're not going to pay me back when you say you are, bruh, we got a problem. That's why they always hear that old saying, don't loan your friends money. Right? Because if they don't pay you back, it's going to be hard to be friends. He show up to your house and be like, ah, oh, look at that joker now. He owed me $200. He coming over here. He don't even have a pack of snacks in his hand. He don't even have nothing to drink in his hand. But he done showed up owing me $200. Showing up like it's nothing happening. But you know, it's hard to be friends with that person because they owe you $200 and they hadn't paid. And that's the same principle with credit cards and finances and banks. You can be friends with the bank. The bank will loan you some money. But when you don't pay them back, they're going to talk about you. They're going to drag your name through the mud. And you're not going to be able to get another loan. Not from them. So you got to keep that right relationship with the bank. That right relationship with the bank. And then, you know, it's like some people can go to frequent a restaurant. Let me tell you this. Some people can frequent a restaurant. All right? And like we, you know, we frequent the Steamhouse Lounge downtown. Well, I frequented before I got, well, anyway, we frequent the Steamhouse Lounge downtown Atlanta, right? So if I frequent that place, people see me and I start to get nice with the manager, and whenever I go there, he come over and greet my table and, you know, ask me how's it going, all this and that. You know what I'm saying? I get to know his name. He get to know my name. We talk. And then I show up and eat at the Steamhouse Lounge one night. But I left all my, I left both my wallets at home. I had no money, no ID, no debit card, nothing. And I said, hey, Jack. Hey, now, I left everything at home, man. I've already eaten. I already drink a couple of PBRs. But I need to come back tomorrow and pay you for my meal. Frank, we good? We all good. That's good. Come back. Come by tomorrow. I'll be here by 5. I'll be here from 5 to closing. Okay, cool. The ball's in my court. Now you gotta get back there the next day. I know you get home from work and say, oh man, I don't feel like driving to Atlanta. I'll go by tomorrow. And tomorrow comes and goes, and you still haven't gone by. So you finally go by and give him your debit card or give him the cash or whatever. And now it's awkward because you have to apologize. Yeah, you have to apologize. You have to tell that man that, hey, I forgot and I didn't come yesterday. And then the next day I had some meetings and then I came today. That makes it awkward. But see, here's the deal. If you had called him and told him that, hey, Jack, I'm having problems getting down there. I'll be there tomorrow. I have meetings tomorrow. I'll be there on Friday. Whatever it is, but you gave him a call. You didn't duck him or nothing. You gave him a call and letting him know that, hey, you can't make it today, but I'll be there Friday. Now the ball's in his court. Now he has to say, okay, Frank, that's cool, man. Come on by Friday. I'll be here 5 to close. Now it's back in your court. Now you got to show up with that money on Friday. Guys, don't blow it like that. Go ahead and take that man his money. He let you eat. Go there and pay the man. You should have been paying him the next day. You should have made it your damn business to get by there the next day. Y'all don't hear me. I'm saying that you should have gone the next day because that's what you told him you'd do. And since you didn't, now you broke that trust with him. Then when you go in, you can't eat a meal and then tell him that you'll come back with the cash tomorrow again. Because you didn't do it the first time. That's a great story. Never bite the hand that fed you. That guy at the restaurant that just fed you. It just fed you. Now you told him you'd be back the next day. Now it's a couple of days later. Now he's got a problem with you. He may not tell you. He may not show it or anything. I appreciate it, Frank. Hey, sit down, have a beer. But, he deep down, he thinking, this joker right here. He didn't even call me and tell me he didn't have the money. He couldn't make it the next day. Man, that'll kill a friendship in a heartbeat. Bite that friend's hand, see what happens. Going to cut you off. So I'm just saying, guys, be careful with that. Just try not to grab someone's money. You got to borrow from someone. Borrow from the bank. Don't borrow from friends. Cause your friends love you. They want to do whatever they can for you. But you screw them like that. Oh my goodness. That might be a problem. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I know today's Friday. Right? It is Friday. Yeah. Today's Friday. I know a lot of you guys are at work and your toes ready to get out of there, right? May have plans tonight or tomorrow. You know, want to get out and hang out with your friends. Remember, don't borrow from your friends. If y'all go out tonight and you forget your wallet, you don't have your cash, ask your buddy to take care of you tonight. And let them know that I'll bring you the cash tomorrow to your house. But you have to make it tomorrow to the house. That's imperative. You have to make it tomorrow to the house, because if you don't, now that friend a little salty with you. It's hard to be friends without trust and when you didn't pay them their money back. So don't do it, guys. Just don't get into that, okay? Just don't get into that. Now, I have a couple more minutes in the show, but we're gonna close it down right here and get back to hanging out, doing whatever you're doing. I don't know if you're at work or if you're just taking it easy. But whatever it is, hey, you do it well, right? Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys on Monday. This is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you. Move it, y'all. Blow that whistle. I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move, yeah. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bum. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rapper statements like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me step. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimping these days, G. My C got locked up, but these real still know they got some. Give a f- what you say. Short dog with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone. This lady has been wide awake for the last 3 days. It goes down for real, don't stop, just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my sh** gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL.
and where the youngsters get hype, be blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't